Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, people, it's fucking Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the very last day of fucking November 2021. Who could believe it? Wow. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the new number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Man, this year is looking a lot like last year. Man, it was like, oh man, it was like 21 when I got up this morning. And, we ain't had no more rain. I mean, we had the dose of rain. I mean, that rain just came along just conveniently for fucking deer season and elk season so that the fucking Californians could swarm in here like the, like the mob of shit that they fucking are, I guess. And you know, kill whatever deer is left in the fucking burnt forest of this fucking, this state. And then, but we ain't had shit since. And it's just, you know, getting nasty ass cold. It's just freezing ass cold. And, well, you can buy lots more fucking propane and fucking lots more electricity to keep your ass warm. But I'm telling you, we have another fucking winter like last winter. It's going to be unbelievable come this summer. We'll have fucking smoke by May. You watch what I tell you. Anyway, let's see. Well, we got some stuff to jump into. We're going to do a little talking first, but we'll be right back. Just hang in there.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's start. You've got Pfizer CEO says most, in quotation marks, most likely scenario is annual revaccination against COVID. You know, the COVID, it doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Never been isolated. No sample of it. No fucking where. The zero that, you know, has the variant of the Delta variant. I don't know what the hell many there are now. With the variant, the zero plus the zeros, the plus the zeros that keep equaling zero. And they're not getting anywhere with their fucking vaccines. I mean, all the people that are going to be that fucking stupid have done did it. But I thought this was a pretty interesting. I was thinking about it earlier. You know, we've taken from the wealth of our fucking country about $20 billion fucking dollars, handed over to them for this fucking con job, this fucking lie, this fucking attempt to fucking depopulate the fucking planet down to 500 million, this attempt to fucking fulfill the dictates of the Georgia Guidestones. We've done played $20 billion. And now we're coming up on fucking, what the hell's the name of that holiday? Oh, yeah, that's right. A fucking corporate boondoggle day. You know, we used to call it fucking Christmas, you know. People would go, I remember my dad, he used to get 2 weeks off. It was, I loved Christmas. And, you know, you'd have family, you know, all our family be there. And then other people that would drop by and stuff. And what might have you, but you know, I'm going to tell you guys a secret, and I don't spread it around, okay, but Christmas is a fucking religious holiday. It is, honest to God. It's a religious holiday. It's for worshiping. It's not for fucking buying God. It's not for the merchants to make. Well, they're going to make another $20 billion off of fucking corporate fucking boondoggle day. And they're going to use that money. You know what they're going to use that money for? To kill your fucking ass. I don't understand why the people of this fucking country. How about we shut down Christmas? Why didn't we do that? Why didn't we say, you know what, fuck you? Because, you know, they threw that bullshit in there about the fucking all the ships floating in the goddamn harbors there in L.A. and what might have you. Oh, go out, get out there and buy it now. Get out, hurry. Black Monday. I mean, when they come up with Black Friday, that should have been enough for fucking people to just say, forget this shit. Just forget this shit. Explain to your children what fucking Christmas really is. And sometime during the year, son or daughter, I'm going to buy you something really nice just for no goddamn reason at all, because that's why I'm doing it right here, right now. Christmas is a religious holiday. It's for worshiping. It's not for fucking corporatization. But you just gave them another $20 billion to kill you with, you idiots. That's how fucking dumb the people of this fucking country are. That's why they're fucking, you know, they've killed as many as they have, but hey, you're done, you son of a bitches. Well, let's read this here. Pfizer CEO says most likely scenario, annual revaccination against COVID. This is from fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Pfizer CEO Albert, looks like Boria, on Monday said the most likely scenario is an annual revaccination against COVID. Would that be about another $20 billion every... It's like a new brand new tax. $20 billion a year going to the pharmaceutical companies. Remember when Trump came in? Oh, we're going to lower the price of fucking prescription drugs. Those damn pharmaceuticals. Boy, they sure fixed them damn pharmaceuticals. All those politicians, oh, they hate them goddamn pharmaceuticals. They're such rip-off motherfuckers. They're thieving bastards, and they need to be fucking dealt with. Well, I mean, what, this is, you're looking at an annual fucking tax here, people. I kid you not. And just a second. Let's see. Okay, where were we here? I made a projection months ago that the most likely scenario is that we would need, after the third dose, annual revaccination against COVID. Yeah, you got to keep on fucking vaccinating until the people die. How else are you going to kill off fucking, 7 billion fucking people? You know, it's going to take a while. You know, and everybody is different. You know, everybody's DNA is different. We're all each individuals, and there's no two of us are fucking alike. So they're going to be different. We'll call it variants, you see. Another variant came up. Another variant of the zero that plus zero that equals zero, because there is no, you have to have an original to have a standard for the fucking variant. That's how stupid they think you are. They can't, there's no study, there's no fucking isolation of any kind of goddamn virus called COVID or anything fucking else. But the variants, you'll believe the variants. And, you know, I've noticed, you know, all along, you know, and it just almost, people are just saying, fuck this shit, COVID, fuck this shit, oh, there's a Delta variant, oh, it's way more contagious, oh God, it's gonna kill you, it's gonna get you, run. And then a handful more get a fucking shot because they're fucking cowardly, stupid motherfuckers. And you know, they keep playing this fucking game, but, you know, we're all done with your shit, you motherfucker. Albert Boria said on CNBC's Squawk Box, I mean, these CNBC, what have they been, I mean, they've all been shown to be fucking, it's just shit propaganda. I turned the fucking TV off today and I'm not turning it back on. I mean, I monitored the goddamn propaganda for 10 fucking years. I cannot take it no goddamn more. I already know what their fucking agenda is. I know what they're going to do fucking next. I'm just waiting for the fucking people to do something fucking next. Squawk Box on Monday morning, hours before the CDC recommended. The CDC recommended. Are they recommending again? You recommended more of that COVID fucking shot that is not on their own site. I mean, that is one of the most amazing things to me I've ever seen. They come right up on their site and tell you it is not a fucking vaccination, that it is platelets that are going to fuck with your DNA, and people took it. People took it. Only 12 to 20% of the stupidest motherfuckers, man, you know, probably that's good culling. Took it. But they fucking took it. Something that would change who you are. That's what makes you fucking an individual. That makes what every one of us different. It's our fucking DNA. But they want us all to be the same. They want us all to march about like they did in 1984. You know, the same fucking clothes. And they'll tell you when to shit. They'll tell you when to stand up, sit down. Whatever they want to tell you to do, because they want to be gods on this goddamn earth. Recommended booster shots for all adults. Well, you know what? You can recommend all you fucking want. And you can take that booster shot and shove it up your fucking ass and pull the trigger. I think we're going to have an annual revaccination that should be able to keep us really safe, guys. Remember back in fucking July, the 4th of July, we're all free again. Take those masks off. Variant! Variant! The people are fucking doing what? Their people are fucking living again. The people are going to live with a variant! Fuck you. You know what I see? I see you fucking hanging from a goddamn rope after your fucking very short trial for the fucking goddamn genocide you have committed against the people on this goddamn planet, you prick. And this is a really mouthy little prick, too. Earlier this month, Boria said people who circulate misinformation about COVID jabs and dare speak ill of his product are criminals. You know what? Your product's fucking shit. It's fucking poison. You're killing people, you prick. You're a cock-sucking little fucking punk bitch. You couldn't get it up with a fucking popsicle stick, you little punk. And your fucking product is fucking is deadly. It kills. It kills people. And you fucking know it. And you're going to fucking face up to your justice, because you know what? The rest of us ain't giving a fucking inch. Those people are criminals. You're the fucking criminal, you motherfucker. I charge you with violation of the fucking 9th article of the people's highest law in this fucking land. The law that was fucking ratified December 15th, 1791. I charge you with fucking goddamn genocide, you son of a bitch. You're the fucking criminal. And you wait till we get a court to bring your ass into, or maybe we'll get you before there's a fucking court, because you've already declared war on our Bill of Rights, motherfucker, and that's war is war to us. Boria told Atlantic Council CEO Frederick Kemp a few weeks ago, they're not bad people. We're not bad people, guys. They're criminals because they have literally cost millions of lives. You are the fucking criminal. You're a Jew, motherfucker. You gotta be. Only a Jew sits there and fucking beats somebody and says, don't hit me, don't hit me, don't resist, you fucking scumbag. You know what? It's procedural due process is not going any goddamn where, you son of a bitch. You'll get the procedural due process of war, because you have declared a war on the fucking you've declared a war on the humanity of this fucking planet. You piece of fucking dog shit. And people are rising up all over the fucking world. You guys know they are. I mean, they'll show a little clip of one here and one there. They don't want to show it daily. People are fucking... Look at the Australians. You went, well, man, maybe you ought to give that gun up. I heard in California that another court stepped up and fucking... somebody had put an injunction on them, taking away the over 10-round clips, the banana clips, 20, 30-round clips. And another court stepped up and said, no, yeah, oh, that's Constitution. No, it fucking ain't. And the judge that did it signed his name to his own fucking death warrant, because you will be prosecuted, you motherfuckers, for violation of the highest law in this goddamn land, for violation of our freedom and liberty. We're the ones that started that fucking war back in 1775. You better fucking remember that. We'll fucking tell you, you ain't going to hijack this motherfucker. This is going to be for all the fucking potatoes. We never needed you. We never needed any of them, people. All we needed to do was just go dust them off like the fucking fleas they are. Take every fucking thing they have and then wipe the fucking British out, and we could have, goddamn, the life we could have lived. The lives we could have lived. The lives of the prior generations. I mean, they lived better lives than we did, but they were still living under oppression. Anyway, clear back to fucking goddamn Abraham Springsteen and his fucking goddamn declaration of martial law. Violation of the fucking law. You have no fucking jurisdictional authority. You can get no fucking jurisdictional authority. You motherfuckers, it's written. You think your goddamn Georgia Guidestones is written in stone? You wait till you see what that fucking Bill of Rights is written. And we'll write it in fucking lead and blood for your asses, motherfuckers. Boria said life won't get back to normal until the vaccinated, they were calling them vaccine hesitant. You know, they're calling vaccine. I'm not hesitant. I'm not fucking, I'm telling you to fuck off. If that's hesitancy, I guess it's hesitancy, but I'm telling, hey, listen here. What was your name again, you motherfucker? Boria? Fuck off! Never! And when there's a plenty of us left to fucking wipe your ass off this goddamn planet and see you hang from a hemp rope, you dirty fucking genocidal motherfucker. Life, go back to normal. You're gonna see, you're fucking gonna see what normal is and you ain't gonna fucking like it. The only thing that stands between the new way of, oh, a new way of life. You know, I like to think about this reset bullshit the other day. You're gonna reset my fucking life? Really? Under what fucking authority? Did you see all this always comes back to the procedural due process, and that's what they want rid of because they cannot have a new world order with that fucking Bill of Rights in the goddamn way. And as long as there are fucking, as many of us, they know, and people, there's plenty of us to do it, or they would already fucking attacked. They just come up with this, they come up with this shit. This is from the old fucking propagandists. They all get sitting in their own fucking shit until somebody wipes it off them. That couldn't crack a fucking egg. This comes from them. This is just made. If threats were all it fucking took, we'd already be fucking conquered. I know that for a goddamn fact. Threats and gun polishers, man. That's all in the fuck we get. The only thing that stands between the new life, the new way of life and the current way of life, frankly, hesitancy to vaccinations. Fuck you. It ain't hesitancy. I'm telling you, no, son of a bitch. I'm telling you, you come at me, you're coming at me to kill me. I'm going to kill you first. I'm going to kill as many of you motherfuckers as I can. You fucking trample on. You think you don't have to go through procedural due process to get authority over me? You motherfuckers, you think you're going to remove procedural due process, the fucking highest law in this goddamn land, the law and the jurisdictional authority of we the people? You really fucking think you're going to do it? Get on it! All I've heard is fucking mouth. What else have we here? Oh, here we go. Here's how they work. Here's how these fucking worms work, people. These are the people that, oh, they're telling you're hesitant and what the hell was that other thing they said about us there? Let's see. Hold us. Here's some of these motherfuckers that can't exist. An unlawful, fucking unauthorized, no consent from the people, fucking agency created in violation of the 9th article of the People's Supreme Superior Law of December 15, 1791. FBI and other agents paid informants $548 million in recent years, with many committing authorized crimes. So see, did you hear what I said? This is from Forbes. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Federal agents paid out at least $548 million to informants working for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, fucking goddamn anything else they can fucking tack on. The goddamn monogram will be longer than a fucking the whole alphabet here pretty soon. In recent years, according to government audits, a few informants, became millionaires, people. Rat Fink motherfucking millionaires. I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, when you're paying somebody to do shit like this, they're not paying them to get the fucking, to testify, to lie, to do whatever they have to get the people that they're after. Because if you don't know that the FBI is a fucking political fucking attack dog, you're get off under that fucking rock you've been living under. But I mean, this is paying informants? That's paying people. Go ahead.
There's no money in telling the truth.
Oh, no, sir. But there's plenty of fucking money in lying.
Know that.
That's a fucking fact. Many informants were authorized to commit crimes, guys. See, that's what I talk about. You know, they get to find these kids that, you know, like a bit autistic and what might have you, and they take them out and they fucking build a phony bomb for them and they do all this fucking shit, and then they have the big bust on to you. They were going to blow up a bridge. They were there. The FBI informant stopped them and they're like, bullshit. This is how they burn fucking money. This, you know, contractors get this goddamn money. Do you understand that? fucking corporation. This is corporate fucking fraud to the fucking max. And they're going to tell you about it. We're going to read to finish reading this goddamn article about it. And then we're going to say, you know what? You know what they're going to do about this? Nothing. They're not going to do nothing about it. Nothing. Just like they do nothing about the espionage. The fucking internet. I mean, goddamn, look what Bill Clinton did. He gave our guidance systems to the goddamn Chinese. I mean, you fucking think that something like this is going to get anybody in? They're going to serve one day. They ain't even getting so much as a fucking parking ticket for doing this, people. But you better have that fucking safety belt on. Because that's what the fucking machine says. Let's see here. Many informants were authorized to commit crimes, in quotation marks, with permission of their federal handlers. In a four-year period, there were 22,800 crime authorizations from 2011 to 2014. That is 22,800 crimes committed. Well, they can get permission to commit crimes, don't you know? It's not a crime if they say, go do this, it's a crime. It gets kind of mixed up. It's kind of like Laura's telling about the story. There's one story out on the site. The guy, he took care of the fucking guns. He was he not taking a vacation in so many years. They forced him to take a vacation. And they left and they found all these fucking guns gone. Apparently he'd been selling them to other fucking cops. How fucking dirty are these motherfuckers, people? Is there any limit to it? There isn't. You know there isn't. And these are the son of a bitches that are out there that are fucking gonna fucking rule you? Well, they are of the right fucking, cut to try and fucking rule you. But you better hang on to that fucking gun like your life depended on it, because it sure as fuck does. I just told you 22,800 crimes. They were authorizations, people. The FBI paid approximately $294 million from 2012 to 2018. The DEA paid at least $237 million from 2011 to 2015. And the ATF paid approximately $17.2 million total from 2012 to 2015 in to informants. How would you like to be one of them informants, oi, huh? What do you think? Who do you think them informants? Who do you think gets that money? Huh? Our auditors at the openthebook.com compiled the information by reviewing federal reports. While some of the data is several years old, it's apparently the most recent available. They quit writing it down or something. Well, they don't have to write shit down. They're not going to tell you anymore. Fuck, we took over. You understand? Can't you see that fucking Constantino wire around the fat Capitol and the fucking White House, you stupid ass? The communists are in the fucking big house. We got to get rid of the motherfuckers now. It ain't just stopping them from getting there. It's getting fucking rid of them now. The FBI spent an average of $42 million a year on confidential human sources between fiscal years 2012 and 2018. Long-term informants comprised 20% of its intelligence. The ATF employed 1,855 informants who were paid $4.3 million annual from 2012 to 2015. Therefore, on average, each informant made $2,318 a year. I mean, think about what a rat was when we were young. The very thought of it, you couldn't have paid enough fucking money to nobody to have that fucking tag on them, could you? Now it's just par for the course. Hell, they get as many fucking rats for letting people off on fucking their own fucking crimes to get people they fucking want. I mean, it's all a clusterfuck of bullshit. There's no law being applied here. There is no fucking law in this country. That's why we have to fucking enforce the law we have. We do have law, but we the people have to enforce it. These are criminals! Criminals! Each year, thousands of confidential human sources are on the payroll. And you think if you're getting paid, they offer you $1 million. You think you go up on the stand and lie and put an innocent person in fucking jail? I mean, should anyone be paid? A paid informant? I mean, bad enough to be a fucking rat. Should anybody even be able to get off their own charges by ratting on somebody else? Because wouldn't you lie to get out of jail? Well, I mean, and they will in court. They will not allow you to fucking bring in their admiralty courts. They will not allow you to bring up the fact that this person was that's testifying against you was paid to testify against you, or is getting their own charges, which are probably worse than what yours are, fucking dropped for fucking to tell the tale that the FBI tells them to tell. I mean, there has to be a fucking doubt in there somewhere now, doesn't there? If you were under the fucking common law, you'd end up in fucking prison just for fucking suggesting that you pay somebody to fucking testify, or you pay somebody to spy on somebody. I'll tell you when the war gets going here good, I mean, when it gets hot, I wouldn't want to be one of you motherfuckers because there's lists and lists and I'm telling you, out here, there's lists of these motherfuckers. The people know who you are, and you ain't going to like your fucking goddamn future, you motherfuckers, if you live through it. One federal agency, the DEA, had over 18,000 active confidential sources assigned to its domestic offices, with over 9,000 of those sources receiving approximately $237 million in payments for information or services they provided to the DEA. High-earning informants included an airline employee who received more than $600,000 in less than 4 years, and a parcel employee who received over $1 million in 5 years. The Inspector General at Justice, who scrutinized DEA informants, reported the findings. During this audit, we found that between fiscal year 2011 and 2015, the DEA actually used at least 33 Amtrak employees and 8 TSA employees as sources, paying the Amtrak employees over $1.5 million and the TSA employees over $94,000. One Amtrak employee was paid $962,615 between 2010 and 2015. That's not bad fucking wages for being a fucking rat fink low down piece of shit, is it? I wonder if that person would lie for these motherfuckers if they brought him. How many times has he lied? How many innocent people are sitting in jail because of this millions of dollars paid to these motherfuckers? Think about it.
It's not enough. They got a Freemasonic jury.
No. If they really want to put the icing on the cake and they really want to put somebody down where they have to have light piped in, they'll go the full distance. I mean, they got to get the goddamn terrorists out there. You know, the people that believe in the fucking Bill of Rights, that believe in freedom and liberty. They are fucking a danger to these thieves. Well, look at all this money we're talking about. This is what they're spending to protect with the big money they're stealing. Think about it. This is what they spend to protect the big money they're stealing. The information provided could have been obtained by the IG called a substantial waste of government funds. The information provided could have been obtained by DEA at no cost through a joint task force with the Amtrak. Now, if you're a guy, one of these guys that can pay off these motherfuckers and tell them, hey, you know, you can go ahead and commit this crime here or that crime there, and it's an authorized commission of a crime. You can authorize. I thought you would be a public servant. A public servant can authorize a crime? In the first place, they're not fucking crimes because it's all statutory bullshit. Unless it's murder, you know, or something that would fall under a civil fucking crime. But I know a couple of fellas that I could trust pretty goddamn good. How about I just, you know, I'm going to kick you a fucking $1 million. This is what you do, and you kick me half of it back. I mean, fuck, this is America. This is the goddamn fucking, the shining light on the hill, people. This is the low scum that your fucking country has sunken into. While certain informants were becoming federally minted millionaires, the average DEA informant made much less, approximately $26,333 over a recent 5 year period. And it appears there may be corruption in addition to crime. Now, wait a minute. I read that and I read it like it says, corruption in addition to crime. Corruption is no longer a fucking crime, evidently. Then what is crime? If corruption ain't crime, I mean, well, we'll decide that later. We'll have our Star Chamber judge decide what crime is. I said that, people. I read that. It's in this goddamn article. And it appears there may be corruption, comma, in addition to crime, comma, in the system. How do you like that? Merry fucking Christmas. In 2017, during a Congressional Oversight Committee hearing on confidential informants, then Chairman Representative Jason Chaffetz, I think he's on fucking Fox now, ain't he? Noted a court released the testimony of one confidential informant in Atlanta who received $212,000 from the DEA from 2011 to 2013. She testified she wasn't sure why she was paid. That was her testimony. She also testified to a sexual relationship with the DEA group supervisor who alleged, "What the fuck? We living in goddamn Sodom and Gomorrah!" And there's still people walking. You got your fucking face diaper on there, slave. You're wearing your face diaper. You don't get in trouble, do you? This is sickening, man. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Children, you're happy home, yeah.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, at 1240 Pacific Time. And that was social distortion with down here with the rest of us. Where there's a whole lot of rest of us, ain't there? There's a whole lot of these motherfuckers. One for each person to steal from. Let's go down here a little bit. I want to finish a little bit more of this. The guidelines that they're talking about guidelines, local law enforcement, if someone without such authorization engaged in these same act, we better hit that. Since 1980, the guidelines have permitted agencies to authorize informants to engage in activities that would otherwise constitute crimes under federal, state, or local law, which is all fucking, what the hell am I thinking here? Statutes and bullshit. It is non-law. It's policy. It never was ratified by any of the fucking states. Even if there was a constitution, which there ain't. Federal, state, or local law, if someone without such authorization engaged in these same activities, for example, if the appropriate circumstance and agency could authorize an informant to purchase illegal drugs from someone who is the target of a drug trafficking investigation, such conduct is termed otherwise illegal activity. Otherwise, huh? The guidelines include certain requirements when authorizing otherwise illegal activities and restrictions on the type of activities an agency can authorize in particular. The guidelines prohibit agencies from authorizing an informant to participate in an act of violence, obstruction of justice, and other enumerated unlawful activities. And an obstruction of justice, if you have to pay somebody to go on the fucking stand and lie to get somebody, that's what this FBI is, man. I mean, John, you say it all the time, you know, that they protect the fucking communists. They protect this fucking communism, just like that Constantina wire. According to Freedom of Information Act documents obtained by the Daily Dot, in total records obtained by reports confirm the FBI authorized at least 22,823 crimes between 2011 and 2014. Here are two examples of where the FBI has employed confidential human sources in controversial roles. Governor Whitmore kidnapping plot case clouded by informants' roles, whatever the hell that means. January 6th, Capitol riot had at least two embedded FBI informants. Now you see why you got to be a goddamn individual, why you're not going to fucking build a command structure under these fucking circumstances. That mammon is some powerful shit. So what do you people think, man? Is this going to make the fucking mainstream propaganda? Are we going to have a whole fucking week of fucking hearings of these guys coming up and them people testifying and telling, yeah, goddamn, we've been committing these goddamn crimes? We've committed so many fucking crimes, we can't even count them. And then at the end of the investigation, nothing. I still got it here. We'll do it. This is what you get at the end of the investigation. The Investigation Nation and all these fucking law firms, the whole goddamn illegal apparatus of the corporate mafia is being run by fucking foreigners, by the, you know, the Bar Association, British accredited registry. They're the Queen's men, you see. So they can commit no crimes because the Queen has, it's like giving a mark of, what the hell they call it, a charter, whatever, you know, like the queens and kings used to give the pirates. You were a pirate if you attacked a fucking foreign ship and fucking looted it and took the ship and everything, but if you had a
mark and reprisal.
That's it. If you had one of them puppies, then you could do it, and it ain't a crime. I guess they had the right to, you know, say authorized crime too. Oh man. See what else we got here, guys. Democrats across the United States take Biden's lead, seek to ban illegal alien term. Oh, motherfucker, man. They're not illegal. You can't even call them an illegal alien. Did they break the law? Yes, but don't you say they're illegal. It'll hurt their feelings. And they'll feel bad while they're standing in line to get their $800 fucking card from the fucking United Nations for coming and invading our fucking country. We are at war with the United fucking Nations. They are conducting an invasion into our country. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Democrats across at least 7 states this year sought to ban terms like alien and illegal alien from state statutes, a report reveals. See, all this shit, have you noticed? You know, all the COVID, you know, like shutting people down, you know, like for if they don't force their employees to take shots and all this stuff, it all comes to that licensing system of that corporation. Because there was no way that there was ever any kind of authority like that in the original Constitution. Until they replaced it with their charter, they would have been strung up for this shit. They would have been taken to a common law court. They'd have been tried by the highest court in the fucking land, the court of we the people, and they would have been fucking hung. Illegal alien. I'm going to keep saying it. A review of the Associated Press of National Conference of State Legislatures record shows that Democrat lawmakers in at least 7 states, including Colorado, California, and Texas, authorized legislation to ban terms that accurately describe illegal aliens. Hey, what the fuck are you? You're just an unwelcome guest. And border crossers living in the United States. Border crossers, huh? You mean the fucking invaders? In California and Colorado, the legislation passed and such language will be stripped from state statutes. See, they can take this all out of their bullshit. This is what I'm trying to tell you with that 9th article. They are separate from us. They always have been. They never were to have any kind of jurisdictional authority over we the people. After 1791, that was fucking ended. We lived autonomously. We were our own fucking government. We governed ourselves through the common law courts. With the common law, which is known as the Bill of Rights, which is the fucking supreme superior law of this land, ratified December 15, 1791. It's that fucking simple. But you notice all this is attacking. Oh, we're going to take it out of the statutes. You know what Henry's going to keep saying? Illegal alien, illegal alien, illegal alien. Shove it up your fucking ass, bitch, prick, motherfucking traitor. I will see you fucking hang. I will see you fucking go to a real court. A real court, a goddamn common law court, and you will face a common law jurisdiction, and your fucking names are all on this shit. See, these guys got a lot to fucking lose. That's why they're so desperate. That's why you see them doing such stupid fucking things, is because they're desperate. They are fucking desperate, people. They did not get what they wanted out of that fucking shot. That's why they keep on pushing, see, like, through the system, within the system, they finally got more people employed by the fucking government than was employed in the private sector, and so they figured they could make that fucking push. But even people in the goddamn government say, I ain't taking a goddamn shot, I know what we are. I stole $333 million over at the FBI, man. I ain't good. I don't trust you guys. Oh, man. state statutes. In Texas, though, the legislation passed out of committee with support from Republicans and Democrats. It failed to advance any further. But Republicans and Democrats, I thought the Republicans were conservatives. They didn't go along with this shit. And them Democrats, I mean, they're liberals. They wouldn't go along with something this draconian. Now, would they? I think they're all communists. I'm going to tell you the truth. I think they're communists and they're fascists. Republicans are fascists and Democrats are communists. I'm not saying that just because I just fucking felt it. I'm saying it because I look and I see and that's what I see. State Senator Julie Gonzalez. Oh, how did I know? Julie Gonzalez, she's been here for 2 years and she got her green card. And then she got her citizenship, and now she is a fucking representative of Colorado. That's how it works in America now. You can go there, and you can just take over the body politic. There's nothing to stop you. They will not enforce the law. They do not want to enforce the law because George Soros says, do not enforce the law. We destroy America. Who helped pass the legislation has said that terms like illegal are dehumanizing and derogatory, yet very fucking correct. And thus must not be included in the state statute to describe illegal aliens. I mean, even to say you can't do it, they have to say illegal aliens because that's what they fucking are. That language has been offensive for many people, for many of my people. You see, Julie Gonzalez, she don't like her people to be insulted like that when they're invading your country and taking your home and chopping your children up. They got the right. And some of the rationale behind that is really rooted in the idea that a person can certainly commit an, quote, illegal act, but not no human being themselves is illegal. Gonzalez said when lobbying for the legislation, well, if you're in somebody else's fucking country and you broke the law coming here, you're fucking illegal. You're an illegal alien. You're an alien who come here illegally. That's what the fucking term means. I mean, if they could just remove the terminology, maybe we'd accept fucking, you know, like I said, people, there's fucking at least 7 billion people out there that would love to come across that fucking border and get that free fucking Walmart card. You know, free Walmart, that's what they're all headed for. That's what the fucking dream of every fucking third worlder is now, and there's nothing to fucking stop them. I heard it said last night, just before I quit listening to the stupid box. They are fucking, I mean, they're giving these cards, these motherfuckers, and I mean, it was always their country, don't you know? I can't believe that the fucking progeny of the people who conquered this fucking continent, or this fucking country, are fucking just so fucking worthless that they just let this shit just roll right past them. Yeah, I mean, even when we ran the Mexicans out of fucking Texas and when we fought the Indians, at least they fucking, you know, they fought. They tried. They tried to keep what was theirs. We're just sitting here fucking letting it happen. That language has always been offensive to my people. And some of the rationale behind that is really rooted in this idea that a person can certainly commit an illegal act, but they can't be illegal. Gonzalez said, lobbying for the legislation. How are you lobbying there? Well, what were you doing, you dirty bitch? The nationwide, maybe she gave him some FBI money, who knows. The nationwide effort by Democrats comes as Democrats on the federal level have tried to make similar inroads on the same issue. I mean, this is what's important in our country. I mean, they're talking about you fucking freezing to death, starving to death. Our people are living by the millions. Let's get real. They're homeless. Our people, the fucking American nationals. This is what's fucking important, people. This is what's important. Don't call them illegal aliens that are coming and displacing you and taking everything that belongs to you for themselves. Because once they get it, they will be good slaves. That's why they want the motherfuckers. Fucking those arrogant Americans. They'll tell you to fuck off. There's like a lot, you know, this is really, it's coming around to bite them on the ass because, the people in the professions that actually are professions are fucking saying fuck you to their goddamn shots and shit. And they're all quitting. And that is causing a hitch in their get along. And you know, as far as, you know, I was thinking about those ships sitting out there in the Los Angeles Harbor. Why don't those fuckers all turn around and go back to goddamn China? Evidently, we didn't need them at all here anyway, did we? I mean, I'm not missing nothing. Everybody's spent fucking $9 billion on Christmas and supposed to spend another $9 billion by Christmas. They must be going to be selling them something. And that money must be going to be, oh, it's going to goddamn China. That's where it's going. Because we don't make nothing fucking here no more because we have been so fucking betrayed. See, the nationwide effort by Democrats, yeah. In January, Representative Jacquin, here we go. Here's another one. I've been here for 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I become a citizen and I become a fucking representative in the government. This fucking place is unbelievable. Walmart, fuck Walmart. God damn, people. Castro, Texas, and Democrat of Texas, along with 11 other members of the House Hispanic Caucus. Now, there is some representatives of all the people, right? They're representing the interests of the American nationals who fucking own this goddamn country, right? See, they bring their fucking hordes in and then they have their hordes vote. I mean, they fucking, in these fucking corporate fucking elections that are unfucking lawful. We're occupied, dumbasses. Anybody that goes out there and votes instead of shoots, you're fucking going along with an occupation, you dumbasses. Filed legislation to ban the term alien from all use by federal agencies. See, you only have fucking, like, see, that's the whole thing. It's all policy. They never had no authority to make law. That's why the Supreme Court, that's why that ninth article says it right there in there. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny the others, not the ones in the Constitution, the others retained by the people. That's the difference. It's either showing the separation right there. And that's why, you know, it was only been like a couple of years when they announced that there were more people working for the goddamn government than working in the private sector. That's why they think that they're going to do this. They think they're going to get away with it. But those people working in the government, that's all you got. We outnumber you 10,000. We'll wipe your fucking asses out. And it's going to fucking happen. Because you're too arrogant. You know, a lot of people have thought they were going to take over the goddamn world, man. Let's get real. And a lot of fucking have tried it. But this fucking planet is a great big place, and I know they got satellite, I know they got shit that can look down from space and see something within a foot, but it really don't fucking matter. Somebody flips a switch, lights go out, and then it's just fucking hand-to-hand combat, fucking whatever, you know, bullets, whatever shit's gonna fly. They can't keep the fucking technology up when they have ideal conditions, let alone in the middle of a fucking goddamn uprising. You don't think we could shut their fucking machine down? You're wrong. Meanwhile, months later, President Joe Biden's administration banned federal immigration agents from using the terms illegal aliens, assimilation, and alien. Wow. Boy, now that's going to, is that going to make the price of gas come down, guys? Is it? Was the food going to drop? Because I don't know, even out here where I'm at, we're paying double for every fucking thing, aren't you? This is what this cocksucker's doing while this fucking country is crumbling. You talk about Nero fucking fiddling his Rome burned. This son of a bitch, you don't even know, he don't even own a fiddle. He probably couldn't whistle a tune. But this is what's fucking important. Is you know you are being invaded when this is what is fucking important. And starving people, American nationals, the people that own the goddamn joint, the people you're supposed to represent and that you're supposed to work for. You're supposed to be our bitches. But no, you're looking out for the illegal aliens. And they're illegal aliens, illegal aliens, illegal aliens. Shove it up your ass. That's never going to fucking fly. Now the Department of Homeland Security refers to border crossers. Border crossers and illegal aliens, you know, see, they have to put it in there so you even know what they're talking about, as non-citizens, a term that conflates the nation's illegal alien population with legal immigrants who hold green cards and visas but are not naturalized citizens. Well, don't worry, you'll be naturalized next week, and the week after that, you'll be in the fucking Congress. I hit this headline at least. New Twitter CEO first decision. Ban memes, mean memes. this is what Nero's doing as Rome burns, people. This fucking country's going down the goddamn shithole and everybody's just standing there watching.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Because I can't hardly hear you, but I don't really have much to say. Just like I feel your frustration, and I agree with you 100%. And it's fucking goofy. Man.
It is.
But I'm gonna do what I gotta do, and I gotta do it, and that's all I can say right now. It's whatever, man. You know. It's...
Yeah, we're gonna have to do the fucking.
I'm glad you're getting a laugh.
Oh man, but it has become fucking so it's stupid. It's comical. I mean, this is what you're fucking talking about, you know?
In another month, it'll be 2022. And
Oh, yeah.
I'm as ready as I'm going to get unless something changes and I'm more readier.
I keep thinking back to when Corky was talking about maybe it had been better if Hillary Clinton had been elected. We'd be at war by now. It was like about 4 months into... And I fucking laugh. You gotta have warriors to have war.
Biden got in.
You're goddamn right.
They ain't doing nothing. I called yesterday and they weren't even on. They were just people just talking because apparently I don't know what the problem is. I had to hang up right away because it was. And I probably shouldn't say this, but man, there's some stupid motherfuckers.
I don't think they're stupid either.
Anyway, I'll get off here, man. I just wanted to pop in and say something I hadn't in a while.
I think they're not stupid. They look stupid because they're trying to find a way to run and hide. What is it? America, home of the free, land of the free, home of the brave. My fucking ball sack.
Hey, Ed, don't forget to polish your gun tonight.
Oh man, my fucking gun. You can't even. I can't. I mean, I have to turn the lights out to look at it. If otherwise, I might blind myself.
Yeah, mine. Yeah, I can turn the lights off and it bounces off the moon and lights up the whole. You take care, all.
You do the same, brother.
Henry and your family. Hope you had a good holiday or whatever.
I hope you guys did too. I forgot to wish
everybody. I'm going to get somebody something to do it when I do, not because of their corporate bullshit.
Hey, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm out of here.
All righty, brother.
To listen, but I'm trying to not get assaulted by a friendly cow. They're more dangerous than fucking bulls, you know?
Yeah, especially if they like you.
They're big, and they got horns, and even the cows here got horns, and they're happy to see you, and you don't scratch them because they want you to scratch some more, and then they start bucking all over you. Like, hey, I could raffle it to the ground, but I don't want the herd to be pissed at me.
Yeah, hello. Something
goofy,
these son of a bitches ought to be thinking about. At any rate, on that note, we're going to call it a program. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to go.
Okay, brother. We're going to call the program. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of fucking Looney Tunes on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just keep looking at this goofiness. I mean, look at what they are prioritizing. I mean, this goddamn country, you people better stand up and you better save your goddamn country. Think about your grandchildren. Do you think about your grandchildren? Do you think about anything but your fucking own self and just making it through the fucking day? God damn it, like Dion said yesterday, you ain't going to live for fucking ever. And what are you going to leave behind? This fucking horse shit? You will go down in history as the biggest fucking cowards to ever exist on this fucking planet through fucking millennia. That's the fucking facts from the trenches, and that is the word from the trenches.